this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting Londoners held a vigil on Trafalgar Square Thursday for the victims of Wednesday's attack at Westminster. London Mayor Sadiq Khan told those gathered that Londoners will never be cowed by terrorism. Home Secretary Amber Rudd and Deputy Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police Craig Mackey also attended and lighted candles in memory of those killed and those injured. Earlier, British Prime Minister Theresa May told Parliament that by returning to their normal lives, Britons will defeat terrorism.
It is in these actions, millions of acts of normality, that we find the best response to terrorism. A response that denies our enemies their victory, that refuses to let them win, that shows we will never give in.
On Wednesday, a knife-wielding attacker identified as 52-year-old Khalid Massoud drove his SUV down the Westminster Bridge, mowing down pedestrians and killing two before breaching Parliament's grounds and fatally stabbing a police officer. Massoud was then shot dead by police. A Frenchman of North African origin has been arrested in Antwerp, Belgium, after he allegedly drove his car at high speed toward a crowd in the city's main shopping district. The car sped away in the Belgian port, leaving no one injured, but prosecutors said police later arrested a man suspected of being the driver. The Belgian Federal Prosecutor's Office said in a statement that Antwerp police found knives in the vehicle and a canister containing an unknown substance that bomb disposal officers were checking. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House says the House of Representatives will vote Friday morning on whether to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, as Republicans strive to find more yes votes. A vote was originally set for Thursday night, but was put off when House leaders determined there were not enough votes to pass the bill. Congressman Mark Meadows, the leader of the far-right House conservative bloc known as the Freedom Caucus, said after meeting with President Donald Trump that they reached no agreement on whether to repeal Obamacare.
We have not gotten enough of our members to get to yes at this point under what we're currently considering. However, I would say progress is being made.
At the White House later, President Trump said he is confident the bill will ultimately pass.
After we repeal and replace Obamacare, and by the way, it's close not because Obamacare is good, it's close for politics. They know it's no good. Everybody knows it's no good. It's only politics, because we have a great bill, and I think we have a very good chance, but it's only politics.
Although Republicans hold a majority in both houses of Congress, passing the bill is far from certain because of opposition from conservatives who say it does not go far enough, and moderates who fear too many Americans would lose insurance coverage. The Senate's leading Democrat has said he will not vote for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee and is urging all members of his party to do the same. Senator Charles Schumer of New York said Thursday that he would lead a filibuster against appeals court Judge Neil Gorsuch. Republicans would then need 60 votes to break that filibuster, something that Schumer said they don't have.
I say if this nominee cannot earn 60 votes, a bar met by each of President Obama's nominees and George Bush's last two nominees, the answer isn't to change the rules. It's to change the nominee.
Schumer said he doesn't think Gorsuch would serve as a check on President Trump or be a mainstream justice. He blasted the appeals judge for refusing to answer what he called question after question after question in hearings this week. Police in Israel say they have arrested a 19-year-old Jewish Israeli man suspected of calling in a string of bomb threats to Jewish community centers across the United States. Police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld said the suspect is the guy who was behind the JCC threats, referring to the dozens of bomb threats called into Jewish centers in recent weeks. Rosenfeld did not provide a motive for the suspect's alleged bomb threats. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.